news and there's bad news right here on this Monday for First Take. The good news. We in the house together, baby.
We together. What's up,
we
baby?
Together.
What's up, baby?
We back together. We back together. And on top of it all, my Knicks, you see orange and blue skies, baby? You see orange and blue skies, the number two seed in the East? I saw it. He act like he didn't see it, but he saw it, and I saw it. Now, here's the bad news. It's not that LeBron James looked like magic. It's that Shannon was watching him look like magic. So you know what we going to have to hear about today. First Takes in the house, live from L.A. Holla at you boys! Woo!
First Take is presented by ESPN Bet.
Oh, it's on, and we've got some serious matchups in the NBA. Good morning, everyone. Welcome into First Take. Thank you for being with us. I'm Molly Karam here with Tim Legler in NYC. Of course, Stephen A. Smith, Shannon Sharp on the West Coast. Molly, hi, guys.
Molly, is good to see you. Good to see you, big boy. Good to see your legs. Do you see Molly? What the hell she thinks? She's Captain Marvel or something?
Elastigirl. I see Elastigirl.
You see it, Molly? What's going on, Molly? How you doing this week? And I mean, what's going on? Superwoman? Everything all right? You all right? I'm just saying. Did you see what I'm saying, Shannon? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Molly, what's really going on? What's his name? Is he watching? Was he watching from where? I mean, what's really going on?
I guess that's your way of telling me you guys like my outfit. Thanks.
No. Answer the question. Stephen A. had a question. Where is he watching from?
Y'all want me to follow her when she leaves the show?
I'm crying. You know what? That's a matter between two people that doesn't include Shannon and Stephen A. So we're sorry, Elastigirl. How you doing, Molly?
Oh, my gosh. So good to see you. Shannon, I'm sorry. I didn't get you the link of the purse I want, but I'll have that to you by the end of the day so we can get that quick turnaround. And I'll also send you my address. And you can do overnight shipping. Don't worry about it. It's easy.
I tell you what. This is how we're going to do this, Molly. I want you to put it on a running account. If I don't run up and give it to you, don't you run up and ask me for it.
Don't worry. I already confirmed with Ashley. Your whole team's going to have the link. And I know you're a man of your word. You're a man of honor. So I know that you're going to follow through because America's watching, Shannon.
America's watching.
All right, guys. The action, it all started here. New York stand-up Jalen Brunson dropped 47-8 in an OT win over the Bulls. Let's go. En route to securing the 2 spot. Despite all the injuries, the Knicks clinched the number 2 seed. The Knicks closed out the regular season on a 5-game win streak and will now await the winner of Wednesday's Heat 76ers matchup. Stephen A. Smith, I need to see your face.
Yes.
First of all,
I'm trying to figure out whether it's the jib or ISO. I prefer ISO, but that's a different subject for another day. But go ahead.
Well, I see you right now. I see you very well. You look very nice. Yeah, in all seriousness, I cannot believe the Knicks were able to pull off the 2 seed considering all the injuries they suffered all season. It's unbelievable. Yes, do you like their chances of reaching the Eastern Conference Finals now?
Hell yeah! Why wouldn't I? Legs, Shannon, don't look at me like that. New York Knicks going to the conference finals. I try to tell y'all. Now, there was a little trepidation there at one point. Yeah. Julius Randle goes down. I'm like, damn it. And Mitchell Robinson had been back, and OG Anunoby ended up going out, and I get all of that. You understand? But at the end of the day, what happens? We sit here there. I don't even like the way they played later in the game with the turnovers, some of the ill-advised decisions that bothered me a little bit, Tim Legler, because I get annoyed because unlike a lot of Knicks fans out there, breath smelling like Similac, wet behind the ears, born after the 1970s, complaining about people like me complaining about the New York Knicks when we ain't had a title since 1973. We gonna nitpick, okay? And we gonna have a problem when we see things, habits that crop up that make you say, damn it, this is the kind of stuff that get in the way of championship aspirations. But in the end, here's what this comes down to. I'm looking at a brother by the name of Jalen Brunson, who's a top 5 league MVP candidate. Yeah. Best guard in the Eastern Conference. We can't knock that.
Nope.
Over the last 10 games, 37.8 points, 40% shoot from 3, 8.3 assists. They end the season on a 5-game winning streak. Shay, what happens? This brother right here sitting up there averaging nearly 38, shooting 44% from 3. absolutely positively unstoppable and spectacular. I got Dante DiVincenzo out there launching threes more than anybody, but Steph Curry shooting at a 38% clip. I got OG Anunoby. They're like 20-2 or 20-3 when he's been in the lineup. He's back. He's healthy. Robinson's coming off the bench. Hartenstein's got a high basketball IQ. He's active and what have you. He's giving them a big man presence. I'm looking at Josh Hart averaging a double-double, and I'm saying, wait a minute. Giannis ain't healthy.
Nope.
Jimmy Butler and Miami don't seem like themselves. I watched Embiid limp off the court twice before the weekend even began. I like our chances. The Boston Celtics are on another level. We get all of that. But outside of Boston, there is nobody the Knicks shouldn't beat. There is no one they will not beat. New York, stand up. New York Knicks about to go to conference finals. They're about to go to conference finals, Shay Shay. They're about to go to conference finals. Orange and blue skies, baby. Orange and blue skies. That's right. I'm saying it right here.
I got three things to say. Damn, damn, damn.
That's right.
What more?
That's right.
You're absolutely right. Giannis is probably not going to play. And now you got Joel Embiid. If Joel Embiid is healthy, you guys are going home in the first round.
We're going to beat Joel Embiid. We're going to beat Joel Embiid.
If Joel Embiid can stay on the court for six games, y'all going home.
Yeah.
You're going home.
If I get to hear Club for Men, I'll have an afro with a hairline 2 feet forward in about 3 months.
You know you're going to Turkey.
I'm going to go to Turkey with a new hairline. I'll do it.
Turkey good. I got a couple of friends. I get you there for a minute.
That's right. Damn right. I need all the help I can get.
I will say this. They did look good. They're a different team with OG Anunoby because they can extend the defense. We know Josh Hart. He can play defense. We know OG can play defense. And Jalen Brunson has been sensational. Yeah, he's not the most efficient, but he needs to do that because there's really he's the only one that can create his own shot.
Mm-hmm.
He's creating for everyone else. And they looked really good yesterday. I'm surprised DeMar DeRozan missed that point. He's kicking himself.
I know.
Because he missed a six-footer.
Yeah.
Point blank. Devo normally make that one count.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, Stephen A., as much as I want to say no, because of the situation, because of the injury situation in Eastern Conference, they have a great chance. Mm-hmm. And I do want to say no, but Joel Embiid, like you said, he limped off. He didn't even play the last game, but he limped off the game before that. The thing I will say this, though, I got Philadelphia picked to beat the Heat, and that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing because you kind of want to avoid the Boston Celtics as long as you possibly can.
Right.
But you know what, Stephen A., I'm going to say, you know what, as much as I want to say no, because of the injury situation in the East, they do have an excellent chance of reaching the Eastern Conference Finals.
Go ahead, Lex.
Listen, Stephen A., I've known you a lot longer than I have Shannon, but I can't go with blind loyalty here on this one. All right, I got to agree with Shannon in this regard. Now, look, I'll say this. This is one of the rare times. Now, 23 years I've been looking at these playoff series going into the postseason. I can't think of another time when I said to myself, the 2-7, both of those teams can either go home in the first round or they're going to play in the conference finals. That's what's at stake in that series. And the reason I have more faith, I think, in Philly, number one, I know Embiid limped off to that game. I'm more encouraged by the fact that he came back into the game and left it of his own accord, looking like he's okay. They sat him out yesterday. They didn't need him to beat Brooklyn, so they sat him. He's got a little additional rest. I think Joel Embiid is pretty fresh. I think he's going to be healthy, and I think he is the differentiating factor between these two teams. There's no real answer for him because of his ability to dominate the middle area of the floor. There just isn't personnel scheme. You can't come up with anything really to slow him down. But more importantly, it's who his co-star is. This is the first time Joel Embiid is going into the postseason and the dude riding shotgun with him is somebody that he has confidence in. That is not going to bring him down because they disappear in a big spot because they look like the pressure's too much. That is not Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey is going to show up. He's going to do his thing. And as a result, you will not see Joel Embiid's body language suffer. He won't get defeated. Now, look, it's all going to hinge on his health. If he's limited in any way, the Knicks are going to win the series.
True.
If Joel Embiid looks healthy and he's his normal self in that series, I do think Philadelphia wins the series, and they will be the team that represents the biggest threat to the Boston Celtics. But make no mistake about it, that is what is at stake in that series. Winner probably plays the Boston Celtics in the conference finals, and obviously either team could go home in the first round, but I would put my money on a healthy Embiid.
Let me say this to both of y'all. Let me say this to both of y'all. I understand where y'all are coming from because Embiid is that dude. He's phenomenal.
Yeah, he is that dude.
I understand that. But the one thing we can guarantee is that he ain't going to be 100%. We know that.
Yeah.
We know he's not going to be 100%. And last time I checked, Tom Thibodeau is an elite defensive mind. The New York Knicks are an elite defensive team when they've got most of their personnel in place, which they do. And although I would concede, Legs, that the pace of play favors Joel Embiid because you're not going to run him up and down the court if you're the New York Knicks because that's not their style of play, the physicality is another matter because they can get very physical. I know Maxey's that dude. I understand that. Everybody else, though. I mean, you're going to need more than that. You're going to need more than that to beat the New York Knicks in these playoffs, okay? And it ain't going to happen. New York Knicks going to the conference finals. New York Knicks going to the conference finals. I'm trying to tell you that right now. They're going to the conference finals.
Let me ask you this, man.
I'm trying to tell you that right now.
You said this is the first time that Joel Embiid has had somebody riding shotgun that he doesn't have to worry about. You mean to tell me Tyrese Maxey ain't going to pass up a layup to pass the ball like somebody else we know and had not been back playing since?
That's right.
Ben Simmons?
That's right. Tell me about it.
We saw James Harden have two magnificent games and then all of a sudden not be able to answer the bell in that game seven. I agree. Tyrese Maxey has proven himself. He's going to get that max contract. He's deserving of that max contract. But that third option, I like Oubre Jr.
I like KO for the knockout. Tell me, ain't gonna be no knockout.
Yeah,
ain't gonna be no good Justin Gaethje thing going on right here, right now. Even though I love Justin Gaethje. Bottom line is this: Kelly Oubre has looked good. He has been very impressive. I've been pleasantly surprised by him. I got to give Nick Nurse props because he's a championship coach and he's shown what he's capable of doing with the Philadelphia 76ers when they have their personnel in place. But again, you need Joel Embiid healthy, my brother. And going up against these New York Knicks, that's just not going to happen. I hate to lean on health. You know what I'm saying? As a determinant
factor.
I hate to lean on health and point out how he ain't going to be healthy.
Do you wish
he was healthy?
But
desperate time called for desperate measures. When you ain't win a championship in over 50 years, we got to hold on to this.
Do you wish he was healthy?
Huh?
Do you wish he was healthy? Yes or no? That's what I thought.
Hey, Stephen A., I'll give you this.
I wish he was healthy, Shannon.
I will say this. I trust Brunson more in a tight game, one possession game inside a minute. I trust Jalen Brunson more than anybody else, I think, in that series. But the question is, will you be in that position if Joel Embiid is healthy and the damage he's going to do earlier in the game? That's what I worry about for the Knicks.
New York Knicks going to be there. You ain't running them out of the gym.
You do got 12 fouls between Mitchell Robinson and Hartenstein.
That's right.
You're going to use 11 of them.
But Embiid shoots 90% from the line. He shoots 90 from the line.
All right, I'll leave you with this. The Knicks have not been to the Eastern Conference Finals since 2000. They're 3-1 versus the Sixers this season. Obviously, Embiid was only available for one of those games.
They beat him that game when Embiid was on the court.
Okay, to the West
Coast. Matter of fact, I recall him blowing them out in Philly while he was on the court. I'm just saying.
Okay, thank you, Peanut Gallery. To the West Side, the Los Angeles Lakers won their season finale Sunday, but suffered a potential blow in the process when center Anthony Davis left the game with a back spasm. The Lakers secured the number 8 seed in the West with the win to set up a rematch with the 7th-seeded Pelicans in a play-in game on Tuesday. These matchups are going to be phenomenal. Davis said after the game he's optimistic the injury will not sideline him. Meanwhile, Steph and the Warriors are trying to will their way to the playoffs after an up-and-down year. They'll have to go through rival Sacramento Kings in the play-in Tuesday. The Kings are headed to the play-in with one thing on their mind, revenge on the Warriors, who knocked them out of the first round last year. To the HOFer we go. Shannon, will L.A. and Golden State get out of the play-in? What do you think?
Yes, I believe they do. The Lakers have looked very, very well the last 2 weeks of the season. And they've looked really well against the Pelicans. Remember in the play-ins tournament, the in-season tournament, you thought that was an anomaly when they beat them by 45. Had them down by 32 yesterday. See, yesterday, LeBron James reminded me of my grandmother on 4th Sunday dinner. She made sure everybody ate first. And then she sat down and got her plate. You see what he did? 13 assists in the first half. Everybody, hey, Rui, you hungry? AD, you hadn't played. So I know you hungry. Let me get you going. D-Lo, AR. You know we call him Kobe of the Ozarks.
That's right.
Yeah. So we made sure everybody ate.
Right.
And then he sat down and had him a big old plate, giving it to him. Mm-hmm. And did you see that defense that he put on Zion? Mm-hmm. Did you see that? I said, LeBron said, hey, should I get him? Should I get him?
Mm-hmm.
Got him. D'd him up. Went at it. You saw his legs. The man had, hold on. Please tell me, somebody that's a faulty birth certificate. You mean to tell me that man at 39 years of age, the final game, 82, he played over 70 games. He gave you 28, 17, and 11?
Mm-hmm.
Your goat could never.
Oh, no, man, you need to stop that nonsense. You need to stop that nonsense.
He could never.
My goat could do whatever he wanted to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Not that.
Please, yes, he could. Let me tell you something. Well, first of all, it was a different era. It's softer. It's considerably softer in today's NBA than it was in the 80s and 90s. You keep forgetting that, but that's a different subject for another day. I love that soliloquy that you just went on, and I'm going to give you your props because LeBron James looked like Magic Johnson par deux.
You thought
it was something special yesterday. No doubt about it. However, it was against the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, not the New Orleans Pelicans.
Stay with me.
Okay, I'm here.
So I just want to throw some numbers by you.
Go ahead, do that.
Zion Williamson, and we know how he had been playing, and obviously his scoring average has increased over the last 4 months, from December, January, February, March, April, increased production. There's no doubt about that. I don't know what the hell goes on with him when he sees the purple and gold. He's like scared to death.
The goat.
He looks scared to death. Not against anybody else, but against the Lakers. I don't know what the hell is wrong with Zion, but this is why I was looking so much forward to this morning's show. See, Shannon Sharp sit up there and bloviate and talk about Goat James and talks about the Los Angeles Lakers. You got a dilemma, my brother.
Hold on.
The elephant in the room. Yeah. If the Los Angeles Lakers win tomorrow night against the New Orleans Pelicans, they go up against the Denver Nuggets in the first round, which means they go in the hell home. So, Goat James and AD and the crew, do you win that game and say, bring on the champions now in the first round, or do you lose? Dare I say on purpose, just to avoid the Denver Nuggets so you can end up being an eighth seed and then beating Golden State or Sacramento, which ain't no guarantee because Sacramento swept you. Ain't no guarantee because Steph Curry is there. So you're going to get one or the other, and you can risk missing the playoffs altogether. Shannon Sharp, you got your options. You can go home in the first round because you ain't beating Denver, or you can lose and then end up with one of the brothers in the Bay in Sacramento or Golden State. What you gonna do?
When you go James and you're 12 foot tall, you don't duck nobody.
I agree.
You see what I'm saying, Legs?
I agree.
You don't duck.
I agree. So you say,
look at the eye. We gonna be ready.
So you ready to go home in the first round?
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
So you gonna beat New Orleans and then you gonna beat Denver?
We ain't getting swept.
Now you get swept. Now you see his legs. You see?
Hey.
You see his talking like?
We ain't
now we ain't getting swept. We ain't getting no broomsticks. Now we'll win a game. We'll win a game. Whatever.
I was wondering.
That's right.
You know, AD's back spasm.
On purpose.
Could that be something that also surfaces right before the 7-8 game?
Tuesday night.
Maybe somebody else has a migraine. Can't quite put a finger on that. I'm saying. Listen, there's a lot of talk about this. I am thoroughly on the side of you show up, you play to win, you roll the dice, Denver Nuggets and take your shot. I'm in that camp because here's what happened. Stephen A., listen, I hear what you're saying. There's no question it's a more favorable path if you can avoid them in the first round. The problem, though, with this mentality is you now put yourself in a one-game single elimination situation where anything – and by the way, it might be against Steph Curry and the Warriors potentially. That might be who that game is against. Now, anything could happen, man. Dude gets hurt, foul trouble. Somebody – D'Angelo Russell has a terrible shooting.
Agree. No
guess
argument.
What? You're going home for the summer. You don't even get to participate in a best of seven.
That's
so I don't think that mentality – is legitimately going to creep into that locker room or into that organization. They show up. I think they beat the Pelicans, and then they take on the Nuggets. And unfortunately, you're right. And Shannon, I don't know if you agree with this. I don't think you'd pick the Lakers to beat the Nuggets. Would you, Shannon?
No.
You wouldn't do that.
He know.
Yeah.
He no. Know.
Okay. So they would go home in five or six games probably against Denver and season over. But if you put yourself into a one-off where you're playing Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors potentially in a one-game situation where you don't even participate in the postseason, I just can't see the Lakers intentionally doing that.
I can't either. But, you know, it's a couple of things that we got to take into consideration. You know, number one, the back spasms. We got to take that into consideration, right? So definitely, he says he's going to play. Anthony Davis said there's no question he will be available for Tuesday night. But Tuesday night ain't here yet. We shall see.
Yeah.
And, you know, New Orleans, you know, I mean, it's not Vegas, you know. It's not Sin City. But, you know, it is a place where, you know, you might go out, you might hang out. Beautiful restaurants all over the place, you know. I mean, food poisoning has been known to derail people. I mean, there's an abundance of excuses that can be propped up between now and Tuesday night. Right. So your horses ain't available to you. And as a result of that, the personnel ain't in place in you. And it's an irrationale to lose it to the New Orleans Pelicans and ultimately play it for the eighth seed so you can avoid Denver. I'm saying it's possible.
Look,
I'm just saying it's possible.
With the exception of AD, when I look at the Lakers, their palate doesn't seem suitable for etouffee, a jambalaya, a boudin, gumbo.
Sure.
Yeah. So sure. we gonna keep it.
You Rui?
Know, yeah.
D'Angelo?
Yeah.
Austin Reed. Austin Reed don't mind eating. He don't mind eating.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
He Marcus,
you
know what I'm saying?
Hey, anything that doesn't show up on an X-ray. Long as it don't show up on an X-ray. That's all we need.
That's all I'm trying to say.
MRI can't detect it. So we got to figure out. By the way, I disagree. I think Golden State. I don't think Golden State's winning two road games.
No.
I think you're either going to have LeBron or Steph. I don't think you get both.
Oh, damn. I forgot about that. If the Lakers lose, then that game, that other playing game is in L.A.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
That's right.
So you'd actually be home, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yet another reason for their confidence to be, hey, man, we can't avoid Denver and still end up in a postseason. I'm just saying.
Me knowing Gold James the way I do, we never delay.
Right.
Something tomorrow that we can accomplish today.
Right.
So we end seasons on Tuesday, and we get ready to start another season on Friday.
That'd be Saturday.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they'll have a few days.
You mean to tell me you're going to give us all that rest?
Yeah. If you win, you win at the 17th, and the playoffs don't begin until this weekend. So you get at least four full days.
You get Saturday
the only
or
thing
Sunday,
more
valuable
than Gold James right now is Bitcoin. Bet on it. Bet on it.
Shannon, I don't know if you should be betting. We know how that turns out for you.
I got all my.
Shannon, you might just want to keep your money in your pocket.
This is what we will concede.
Right.
If the Lakers want to win tomorrow night, they will.
Yes,
we'll concede that. I'm not questioning what they do. I'm saying, do you really want to?
Do you really want to?
I'm just saying.
My guy, yo, AD. Right. You see the AD? How many games he played, Stephen A?
Excuse me. It was 75, 76. I mean, AD's been all world. He deserves all the praise in the world. But back spasms. And by the way, back spasms, you know, the second they knew they was going to win, and then they'd be in a position to get the seventh seed, and then Jokic would be waiting.
Stop it. That's not even
saying,
right. I get back spasms. Stop. That's messed
yes,
up.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You should.
Yeah, get them all the
you
time.
You should get back spasms with laughter, girl.
Yeah, how about that? There we go. Okay. So I'm just saying, I mean, listen, AD's all
not
world.
Not night caption, and get it together.
We know what he can do. Major props. First team All-NBA. As far as I'm concerned, AD has been spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
However,
what?
Denver. When's the last time the Lakers beat Denver? Damn, I don't remember. It's been a while.
The Nuggets blew that straight.
Something like that.
Hey, Lance, the Nuggets blew that game on purpose. How you got a 23-point lead against San Antonio, and you let San Antonio come back and get you? Right. Really?
Right. Hey, listen, Shannon,
you know
if that's true.
I can make that argument.
If that's true, you know why that is? Because of the winner coming out of the 4-5 is going to be the Dallas Mavericks. And that's the biggest threat to the Denver Nuggets.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I mean, the excitement surrounding the WNBA draft tonight in Brooklyn is palpable. All eyes, of course, are going to be on Caitlin Clark after a historic season with the Iowa Hawkeyes, one which ultimately ended in heartbreak with a defeat to Dawn Staley in South Carolina in the national championship game. Clark enters the draft as the overwhelming favorite to be selected first overall by the Indiana Fever. Shout to NAPTA. And look who's here. Oh, it's ladies' night. Well, I mean, you don't even need to put those two on the screen. We got it. How are we doing, guys?
How are we doing today?
Yeah.
Can't wait. High energy. I'm excited. You got to think about this opportunity for these young women to have the opportunity to get drafted, yeah, achieve their dreams, and then to be there for it. I can't wait.
I'm just talking about the opportunity to steal Stephen A. and Shannon seats for the
yes,
day.
Yes, Janae.
Looks so much
look at Janae today in the present moment. Seats.
Upgrading it.
Sorry.
Andrea, it's never looked better either.
Thank you. Thank you.
He knows. Stephen A. knows. He can't say anything.
Shanae, Andrea, I think you guys would have rather been in L.A. with Stephen A. and I, but hey,
whoa,
we digress.
Just a thought.
I don't
just
know about
no
that.
Way. There's
I
no way.
I don't know about that.
Right. Nah.
Just yeah.
Okay. And we're here with Molly. So.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, way better.
We'll take the elite company over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Who would they rather get dinner with? This girl right here.
You know, I was just reading something. Caitlin Clark, obviously expected to be the number one overall pick in the draft by the Indiana Fever. 36 of their 40 games are going to be nationally televised. Mm-hmm. That's riding the Caitlin Clark wave. What do you think? What do you think that's going to do for the WNBA, y'all?
That's the point you were making.
Well, listen, Stephen, you probably heard this. How many times all season were people like, get the Spurs off TV. Why are we watching the Spurs? You're watching the Spurs because of Wemby.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with Indiana. We don't even know how Caitlin's going to play. We all think she's going to be great. Mm-hmm. They're already scheduled to be on TV because people are going to tune in to watch Caitlin. It's going to help the numbers. It's going to help the ratings. It's going to benefit the league. Because think about it. People are tuning in either to cheer her on, anticipating her to be successful, or to see if she's going to struggle. Either way, people are tuning in, and that grows the game. Because think about this. When you're tuning in to watch Caitlin, you're going to notice whoever she's playing against.
And speaking,
you're going to notice whoever she's playing with. So it puts eyes on the league and it puts eyes on everyone.
And speaking of which, I mean, I think a lot of people just assume you're a number one pick. I know what this is like personally. You're a number one pick. You tend to go to a team that is struggling, which the Indiana Fever prior was a team that was struggling. But right now, they're different.
Yeah.
She's someone that we just watched led NCAA in assists. Mm-hmm. She is passing to Aaliyah Boston, who I think shot like 67% from the field.
Great.
And it's just a straight bucket inside the paint. She's also surrounded by shooters and Kelsey Mitchell.
Yes.
This is not your old Fever team. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm getting back to the excitement. I mean, y'all, my welcome to the league moment was when Tamika Catchings of the Indiana Fever crossed me up. I touched earth. Thank God she missed a shot.
Do we have a
tape? Otherwise, it would have been all over SportsCenter. But when I think about this Fever team, they're going to be good. And on top of it, why not? I mean, this is the moment where viewership is all the way up, and there are going to be so many compelling stories. And I think the narrative around Caitlin Clark is how to, like, the the vets react to the spotlight that she has brought to the game. We've heard Diana Taurasi's thoughts. We've heard a multitude of players' thoughts. And I think it just provides more intrigue.
Yeah.
Diana was not singling out Caitlin. That's how she approaches every single rookie in the WNBA. So to me, it's compelling stories, and why not?
But in some ways, real quick, guys, do you think it could be a humbling experience for her at all? Because college is a different deal than all pros and entering the W.
Yeah, I think it is going to be humbling, but in the best ways. You know, I was fortunate yesterday to actually speak with Caitlin. I spoke to all of the rookies yesterday, and I asked her, you know, we were doing some kind of, like, advance of the WNBA draft media training, and I asked her this question. I'm like, what's the one word that describes you as an athlete? And she said passionate. Mm-hmm. She didn't say, like, oh, I can get buckets, I'm a good shooter, I'm a good passer. She said, I'm passionate.
Yeah.
People understand that the passion she brings to the game is what is the ultimate draw overall to me.
And my thing is, I don't think she'll need humbling. Like, I think Caitlin knows exactly what she's getting into coming
I
into
think
the
by
league.
Humbling, I meant she's such a superstar in college, but this is a different deal. It's another level.
For
is she going to be that kind of star at the WNBA? That's what I was actually asking.
Look, I think there's this expectation that Caitlin Clark will walk into the WNBA, because people have been looking at the, I guess you can say, last 2 years vacuum of her being the greatest college player ever, which means she's the greatest women's basketball player ever.
Yeah.
The WNBA is the most competitive league in the world. Only 144 women get the opportunity to play in the WNBA. She's going to have a learning curve. But one thing that translates is IQ and also shooting.
Mm-hmm.
She's got both of that. So if you came in thinking, oh, she averaged 32, she's going to put the whole, you know, put those numbers up in the W, that's not what happens to the best of the best.
Yep.
It's going to be a learning curve for her, but I do think she will be impactful. I wouldn't be surprised if she averages from 12 points to 17 points in the W in her first season.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I agree with you guys, and that's and I think that's a great season for her. I think the thing is, like, when you're great in college, people, no matter what sport, people automatically assume that you're going to come in and do the exact same thing in college as you did in the NBA. And it's not like that. These are grown women, and these women play for mortgages. You're no longer playing for books and tuition. You're playing for mortgages. You're playing to secure kids' future and later down the line. So this is a different experience for her. But like you said, When I remember talking about Trae Young, and I say Trae Young is going to transition because he led the nation in score and he led the nation in assists. So if he's not getting buckets for himself, he can get buckets for someone else. And so we got to stop thinking that unless you put the ball in the basket, that's the only way you can be great. I believe you can be impactful by doing other things than scoring the basketball, and I think that's what she's going to be able to do. I think she's a boost of energy, a breath of fresh air for the WNBA, and everybody should be happy. Because the more eyes watch, the more money that will come, and the more money that will come will be more money that go in your purses. So I cannot be, if I'm in the WNBA, I am not mad. As a matter of fact, put all our games on national television and let the State Farm, let all the sponsors, hey, line up and get on board, because now that revenue is going to increase and we're going to be the beneficiaries of that. But if we think she's going to come in and be Candace Parker, be the WNBA MVP in a rookie season, I don't see that happening. But I do think she'll have an impact. How great an impact, that remains to be seen. But because she can score and facilitate the basketball, I think she'll be just fine.
Stephen A.
I was giving the floor to the ladies, but I will say this. Here's what I'm interested in seeing, because I know she can play, and Shanae is absolutely right. IQ and shooting, they transfer to any level. There's no question about it in the sport of basketball. I'm not doubting that at all. What I'm interested in seeing is I want to know what her impact on the WNBA is going to be in terms of elevating its popularity.
Yeah.
We've been raving so much about the numbers, over 19 million viewers, you know, for the national title game, over 14 million viewers for the semifinal, Final Four game. We had peaked at 16 million. We've been raving about that. I'm thinking, okay, I anticipate and expect this to transition to the WNBA. But we don't know.
No.
And I guess the question is going to be, what could best ensure that the level of success we witnessed in women's college basketball from a notoriety standpoint, what is the WNBA going to be able to do in that regard? It's going to be interesting to see, and I'm interested in knowing how the WNBA is not just going to capitalize off of Caitlin, but we all know rivalries work too.
Yeah.
And so who's that nemesis? This is why I love the fact that Diana Taurasi spoke the way that she spoke, which is how she always speaks. She's been speaking about that way about rookie for years. That's how she feels, okay? But I love that because to me, that contributes to the elevation of popularity. And that's what I'm looking for from the WNBA, y'all.
For
if
sure,
I'm Caitlin Clark, I call out here like this. Come here, DT. Put that three up. Put that three up. Can I hide that? Hey, come here, DT. You want me to
No, but Stephen A., that's a great point, but it's also not all on Caitlin Clark, right? It's stars help sell the sports, and there's a lot of other stars in this draft. That's why I think it's going to be a record-breaking night. One of them, obviously, Angel Reese. How do you think her game translates to the W?
Look, one thing I know as a post player that had to transition to the WNBA is rebounding. If we're going to talk about shooting and IQ for guards, it's rebounding for posts. Yeah. And there was no better rebounder than Angel Reese at LSU. I think they were number one in offensive rebounding rate. This is a woman who's, I believe, set a record for most double-doubles in D1 with 34. And so I think she will translate because all else fails, she knows how to get the ball, she knows how to put it in. But more so, like, even having the opportunity to talk to Caitlin and to talk to Angel Reese, you're right, Molly. It's not just on Caitlin. This is a truly special class from top to bottom. And being able to talk to Angel, she just is herself. And I know Stephen A. was wondering, like, how is this going to translate? If they remain being themselves as they enter the W, the followership, the viewership will follow. Angel's a star. And she's also gone through circumstances to me in which she was tested. She dealt with adversity both on and off the court, and she has succeeded. People talk about what she said after the game. Did we watch what she did during the game? 17 points, 20 rebounds, unfortunately, in the loss. So to me, rebounding, what, Stephen A.?
We do have to be fair here. She started out strong, went like 1-for-13 the rest of the game. I'm just saying, all right?
Tweaked ankle.
I understand. I know that I was going to bring that up. Listen, I'm a fan of Angel Reese. I'm just concerned because when we talk about Caitlin, we know she can shoot. So that's the ultimate fact. You know, she could pull up from the logo. With Angel Reese, all right, I'm looking at your health. I'm looking at her legs. I'm looking at the spring in her step. She going to need that on the next level now. I mean, I was at the championship game with the WNBA. I saw the Aces. Asia Wilson, one of my favorite people, because when Michael Wilbon and the NBA conspired to bring ringers on their squad for NBA All-Star Weekend, like you did. Asia Wilson is that girl. Did you see her play?
Yeah.
She's the face of the WNBA.
I'm just saying to you that she's big time. She's big time. That's who Angel Reese is going to have to go up against. So remember, what we're saying about Caitlin, again, the IQ, and Angel Reese definitely has the IQ, but the IQ is one thing. The shooting ability is another. That is not Angel Reese's game. And there's some sisters waiting in the WNBA that's going to have something to say about her success, too, now.
But I watched her work with her trainers, and she's trying to expand her game.
Okay.
If you look at Asia Wilson, she didn't have the three-point game. She didn't have the mid-range game, and she has in the WNBA. She didn't have that in college. You look at Lisa Leslie, mainly a post player. They expanded, and that's what you're going to have to do. You just can't be just a low post player. You're going to have to expand, and you see she's working on that three-point shot. And I know people are like, well, ain't nobody in front of her. Look, there are going to be times that she's going to have a wide-open three, and she's going to have to be able to knock that down. But I like what she's doing. She's working on things that she's weak at. Yes, she can rebound, but as long as she can expand her game, she does hit it from 10. She can go out to 15. She can go out to the three-point line. She'll be this just fine.
I'm glad you got that footage. I never saw that.
Like Shanae said, How many three-pointers did Dennis Rodman hit? Got on the glass, didn't he? Okay, get on the glass.
That's right. Get on the glass. All right.
My thing is, we have seen undersized, unorthodox players. Shanae, I know who you're going to think of. Alyssa Thomas. We have seen undersized, unorthodox players be effective in the league. Alyssa Thomas averaged last season 16 points. I think it was 10 rebounds, 8 assists, right? I'm not saying Angel's going to do that, but in Alyssa Thomas's first year, 10 points, 5 rebounds. She outworked people. She was scrappy. That's all Angel Reese has to do to start. The relentlessness, the passion, the rebounding,
the
energy, and the motor, that gets Angel in the league. The skill development, the same way Alyssa Thomas had skill development, the skill development keeps Angel in the league and makes her a star in the league down the road. But she has what it takes right now to be effective on a team. And think about this. When we're talking about Caitlin's effect on the WNBA, Angel's effect on the WNBA, and how we continue to build the league off of these two stars and everyone else, it starts here at this table. Because what are we going to do? We're going to come back and talk about their games, whether they played well, whether they didn't play well. And if they didn't play well, who was on the other side of them when we talk about Asia Wolves, when we talk about the other stars? Who was on the other side of them to prevent them from doing well? So no matter what, these players being in the league, we're going to talk about it. We're going to sit right here on this show and talk about it. And that grows the league.
Yeah, and I'll say this. You know, I was talking to my big sister, NECA, who's the WNBPA president, and I said 10 years ago, I know it's wild, I was drafted number one, whatever the case
Subtle
is.
Flex.
And in that draft, I was like a sponge. I was so nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, there's going to be an adjustment. This is the first class in a while where these women come in confident and they feel like they can make their mark. Now, most of them, I mean, everyone, there's no perfect player in basketball, but they have the confidence to not only learn, as we're seeing Angel Reese show people that she's ready to develop, but also they know what it's like to be battle tested with all of the eyes upon them. And so I feel like this class is uniquely positioned to succeed in ways that, you know, maybe prior where your girl was shook coming to the league, they won't have those same problems.
Oh my gosh, we're up against it. Thank you guys so much for being here. I know it's going to be a late night. Are we doing wardrobe change for the?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Okay.
Okay. How the ladies are going to come ready.
I will be watching. I will be sending you guys messages.
I don't know what you're thinking about. Sinead, you going to ask Sinead, is she going to have a wardrobe change?
She
looks great. They look great right now. Why? I didn't know. It's a big night tonight.
Barclays, 7:30,
right here on ESPN. What, Shannon?
Why'd they have the boy up there on WNBA?
They can't get you to Crypto.com Arena. How the hell are you willing to go to Barclays Center? Stop it. Stop it.
What about Zoom? What about Zoom?
Stop it.
What about Zoom?
Oh, my. There's no competition.
It's going to be epic. I can't wait to watch you both tonight, and we'll talk soon. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Good day. Welcome back to First Take, coming to you live above the Heineken Riverdeck at Pier 17 in New York City. Hope you had a wonderful weekend, and thanks for hanging here with us. To the UFC. UFC 300 did not disappoint. Max Holloway face plants Justin Gaethje with a brutal knockout. There you see it. 1 second left in the fight. In his first statement since the loss, Gaethje congratulated Holloway, let everyone know he was in good spirits, but that was pretty epic. Stephen A., how unbelievable was it? Look at John Anik and Joe Rogan's reaction right there. They're just going nuts, and they've seen it all.
I agree with Joe Rogan. It's one of the greatest knockouts I've ever seen, no question about it. Justin Gaethje, who I love, out cold on his face. On his face. That is a knockout.
No count necessary.
No count necessary. It's over. But it was 1 second left. My issue was is that Holloway hurt him early in the fight with a kick to the nose and what have you. And he had absorbed enough blows. So when you call him to the middle of the ring, because there's only 10 seconds left, the crowd is excited. You're excited. I'm like, that's not the position. You already been hurt by this, brother. It wasn't the wisest thing to do, but what a devastating knockout. Well, 1 second left.
Well, the fact of the matter that he called him to get in the pocket. Let you know how confident Max Holloway was.
But he always does that, though. Yeah.
But the thing is that if Gaethje clips him, it's over for him, and he's winning the entire fight. And now you get clipped with 1 second, and now you're face planted on the mat. But for them to get to the middle of the center of the ring, say, okay, let's sit down, let's do this. The last 10 seconds, and they're swinging, there's no defense. Yeah. You throw caution to the wind. It's an unbelievable knockout, and this is why people love the sport so much.
That's right.
Because you can be winning the entire fight, and somebody catch you with a fist, an elbow, a kick, or something, and it's good night.
That's good.
Man, this was unbelievable. You know, as great a knock, just imagine had he been behind the entire night.
That's right. That's true.
And did this.
But it says a lot about him that he was ahead still was like, let's go.
And it would like, what it is.
Because you know what? Not just that. You want to entertain the fans or whatever. They don't cheat the sport.
They don't cheat the sport.
I give credit where credit is due.
And Dana has rewarded guys like this that come to fight. People like, well, the objective is to win. Not Dana White's side, is it? You got to entertain these people that's paying their hard-earned money at home to stream this and to pay-per-view, and the people that paid their money in attendance.
That's right.
And so they give the people, and there is no ducking and dodging.
And the other thing, too, Shannon, is this real quick. Nothing beats the knockout.
No.
You know, you can submit somebody, choke them out, let them tap out. Nothing beats a knockout. Ever. Yeah. And I love seeing that. I just hated seeing Gaethje go down like that.
And how about when it's in the last second, Stephen A. doesn't get any more exciting than that in an iconic card with UFC 300. I'm sorry, Shannon, go ahead.
Molly, don't you think, Stephen A., don't you think that's how the BMF belt should change hands?
Yes. It does.
If you the baddest mofo out.
That's right.
Oh, well, let's do
this.
Ain't no walking around and I'm trying to get you.
Let's throw these things.
That's
how it's supposed to be. No question.
Let me roll, guys. We're up against it.